reason somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? Why, I'll tell you, it truly is a great life if you don't weaken. And I don't know who said that, but boy, ain't it the truth, though, man. If you don't weaken, it is a great life. I suppose it's also a great life if you don't know what the globalists are really up to, too, right? If you're living with your head in the sand or you never knew what they were doing, which, of course, most of us didn't. We had no idea who the hand behind the curtain really was. We had no clue. I know I didn't. I mean, you got sprinklings here and there of something was wrong with this picture. I mean, I grew up, I'm 54, I grew up, I remember as a young kid, an adolescent, and, you know, with Vietnam going on, and then in the early 70s and that stuff. But I have to say, you know, and I suppose you could have called me, I guess, a little mini hippie, I guess, you know. I mean, I was 13 in 1970, so I guess you could have said that. So, I mean, we were aware of Vietnam and that, but I was really... I guess a little too young to be going and doing any protesting at 13, you know. But we were aware of, and I was aware then, of the turmoil and how tumultuous the times were, and just the unrest that was going on. There was just a discontentment that was in the air at that time. And, of course, nobody knew then what or who was really the hand behind the curtain. And most people today still don't know here, 40 years later, still don't know who the hand behind the curtain is. But there are a handful of us who have realized who really is controlling what's happening, and it's the handful of people, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the J.P. Morgans, the Schiffs, the Warburgs, the Mellons. Those are the people. That handful of group and a couple others, those global elitists, those robber barons of the 19th century, those industrialists who had such control over world economies and were behind the formation of our central bank called the Federal Reserve Bank, which of course is a private corporation, that was in 1913, I mean, this is 2011, it was 98 years ago. And they have been behind funding all of this unrest, all of this discontent. They control our economy. Rothschild said he didn't care who was the king, who was the president. All he needed was control of the money supply. He was happy with that. It made no difference to him who the king was of a country or who the president of a country was. As long as he controlled the money, it mattered not to him. And that, you know, when did he say that? I don't know, 1850, something like that. I don't have it open in front of me, but... they are the people. If you control the money, you control it all. Let's face it. You know, he who has the gold makes the rules. Well, that's exactly right. That old little saying that used to be tossed around frequently and still is true today. He who has the gold makes the rules. And Rothschild has the gold along with a handful of other people. They own it all. They control the politicians. They control the governments around the world. They own all the central banks. The Federal Reserve Bank is a private corporation. It is not part of the United States government, other than it's a private corporation masquerading as a department of the government, calling itself federal, but that was just designed to dupe everybody. They control our educational system. They control corporations through public-private partnerships, education, religion. They've been infiltrated and infected with a deadly disease. Truly it is. They have infected our religious institutions throughout the world to undermine and usurp and destroy human beings' connection to their creator. And it has all been deliberately done. And so, you know, as I started, you got sprinklings of this knowledge. You know, back when I was a kid, you knew something was wrong, but you didn't know what. You know, and then as I grew up, you know, I just, life takes over. Life takes over people. And so you're involved with doing your thing, whatever that might be. You might be married with children and you're busy raising your kids and trying to, you know, make a living and provide a good home for them. And so you're just caught up in living life. And that takes up so much time that a lot of people just never had the time to look to see, well, why was there all that unrest? Where did those people who were so full of angst in the 60s, what happened to all of those hippies? Where did those people go? And no one bothered to look, but they did go someplace. They went to our educational system to be able to take the country down from within. And they had funders to help them, and those funders were these global elitists, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the J.P. Morgans, the Schiffs, the Mellons, the Warburgs. Those were the people who funded this revolution, this silent revolution that was taking place. They didn't need to be out on the streets waving their signs. They were going to put on a tie, as Van Jones, one of Obama's cronies who was an avowed communist, and said that they were going to, and I can't say this verbatim, but he was going to drop the radical pose for the radical ends, essentially. And so they were going to take off the mask and take off the Che Guevara T-shirt, and they were going to put on a suit and tie, and they were going to go inside all of our institutions, and they were going to take us down from within. And well, look at where we are today. I mean, look around you. Anybody who's listening, look around. What's happened to America? This isn't the country I knew 40 years ago. It's not the same country. I mean, when I was growing up, most of the kids I knew had two parents, a mother and a father. They were married. And the kids weren't born out of wedlock. Today, 70% of the kids in the black community are born out of wedlock, 50% of Latino, and about 30% of Caucasian kids. Now, is that an achievement? I mean, is that something that we should have aspired to? Has that made for a better America? And, of course, these types of things are being emulated around the world as well. But I'm interested in America. So I talk about stuff that what's affecting our country first. Because, hey, I'm an American and this is our country. This is my country and I'm concerned about it. But what was it they used to say? I'm trying to think of some of the slogans, those wonderfully designed to manipulate us slogans of how to manipulate people. I mean, you've come a long way, baby, was one for a cigarette. Virginia Slims, I think it was a cigarette that was popular back in the 70s. We've come a long way, baby. Really? Where have we come to? Look at where we are. Look around. The dropout rate. Kids can't add one and one and get two. Cashiers can't make change. You know, the illegitimacy rate is skyrocketing. Poverty is increasing exponentially. Our country is going to hell in a handbasket. Kids say that, you know, they're citizens of the world first and not citizens of America. So have we come a long way, baby? You've come a long way, baby, to get to where you got to today. Yeah. Yeah, we have. But then when you really look at how did the whole women's lib movement get started and who was behind that? See, every single movement has its origin someplace. Nothing just happens without being prompted to happen. Something starts something. There's always a flicker before the flame erupts. There's always something like that. So you got to really trace stuff back and look to see, well, How did the women's lib movement get started? I mean, I remember Betty Friedan wrote, what was the name of her book? I can't think of it. I'll have to look it up on break so I can mention it. It's not really, the name doesn't matter really as much as what the purpose of it was. And the purpose was, of course, to destroy the family unit, to destroy a patriarchal society, the name, the purpose of the women's movement was to destroy the bonds that held us together. Listen, that cue music is I'm going to break, and I'll be back in a couple minutes, so hang in there, everybody. And if you feel want to call in, feel free to do so, 888-320-6151. I'll be right back.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
DependableVoice.com, the total solution, one-stop shop for your business telecommunications needs. Nationwide business class telecommunications services, providing voice and data, voice over internet, and hosted PBX. Dependable Voice is now offering the first month free for any voice over internet and hosted PBX services. Save up to 50% on your current phone bill and save thousands of dollars with no need to purchase PBX hardware. Hosted PBX and voice over internet services include free local and long distance calling to the U.S., Canada, and Caribbean, email to voicemail, follow me services, multiple visual call reports, dynamic auto attendant, advanced ACD and call queue, unified voice and fax messaging, and much, much more. Plus, get your first month free with a minimum 3-phone system. Call Dependable Voice today at 1-888-346-1085 or visit them online at dependablevoice.com. That's dependablevoice.com. Dependable Voice, the total solution for business telecommunications.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says, fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you would like to call into the show today, the number is 888-320-6151, 888-320-6151. And my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, go there. There's always a ton of information up on my website. I have links to all kinds of websites. Most of my focus has been on UN Agenda 21. Most of the time, the guests that I bring on, and I don't have a guest lined up today, talk about issues related to UN Agenda 21 and the ultimate goal for a one world government, a new world order. And actually my conversation I'm having with myself here on the air today, talking about Betty Friedan, who was the first president for the National Organization of Women. And I actually looked it up on break, the book she had written, The Feminine Mystique. You know, that's all part of it as well, because the whole goal to create a new world order, you need to break the bonds that connect people to, if you will, the old world order. And so the way you need to go about doing that is you need to sever everything that holds a group of people together. So let's just talk about the women's lib movement. I mean, prior to that movement and prior to Johnson's Great Society that President Johnson was going to implement, this wonderful utopian Great Society, children were born to two parents, a mother and a father, who were married. Because the institution of marriage and the family unit and Christian values and mores, this is a nation built on Christianity with a belief in God, that was the foundation for this nation, which, for those of you who haven't figured it out yet, America has been the greatest nation on the planet because of those basic things. We were a Christian-based nation. We believed in God. We had the foundational principles given to us by the founding fathers of freedom and liberty and individuality. We were set up, divinely inspired, I believe, and many other people believe as well, to have this opportunity to be the beacon of hope for the world because of those foundational principles, the building blocks. So in order to create a new world war order, one needs to eliminate the old world order. And so how you do that is you start to fund all these different movements designed to crush the old world order so that you can bring in the new world order. And of course, Betty Friedan, who was, the author of The Feminine Mystique and the first president of now the National Organization for Women, she was one of the people helping to eliminate the old world order, to destroy the family unit, to tell women that I was there, I remember. And I remember as a teenager the propaganda that you'd hear, you don't need a man, you don't need a husband, you don't want to stay home and bake chocolate chip cookies and have kids, do you? There's something wrong with you. No, no, no. You've come a long way, baby, to get where you got to today. Throw off the old, throw off the bondage of marriage. You don't need that. Go out and, eat, drink, and be merry for the night. Tonight the world may end kind of a mentality. Hell, 1973, Roe versus Wade, that whole significant abortion rights. That was what was promulgated. Hell, birth control, abortion, you don't need a man, you don't need to know their name, and so on and so forth. And the propaganda that was spewed and was about and out and around people then was so thick you could cut it with a knife. But that's what people were, they were covered with it. It was like they were smearing everybody with this propaganda to indoctrinate you. It's like you were absorbing this through your skin as if it was being rubbed on you. And so as a consequence of that, 40 years later, here we are today. And let's see, what do we have? We have this total illegitimacy rate, absolutely out of control. The government with Johnson's Great Society, the government became the father. The government became the husband to the unwed mothers. The government became the breadwinner for these unwed mothers and their welfare families that they were creating, having. We didn't need the family anymore. We had the government. The government was going to be the answer to everything, right? And so has it been. Let's just take a look at the results of this Johnson's Great Society. Has the government been the answer? How's it working out, kids, huh? Look around. Look around. What's happening? Our economy is collapsing. We've got more homelessness in this country now than we ever had. There's what, like 45 million Americans who are collecting food stamps, living in poverty. And I was watching this little news report. Surprisingly, they even bothered to put it on the news about this little tent city in one of the, parks in New Jersey. And there are about 40 different individuals living there in their tents, and they had built a little wooden I don't know what you'd call it. Just to, they have a piano in there because they've got a little church in the woods where they're all living. These homeless people are living in the woods in tents here in New Jersey. And, of course, the town was going to take down the wooden structure that they built where this piano is because, of course, they're not allowed to have this wooden structure in the woods. And they haven't started to tear down their tents yet. I'm sure that's probably going to be next on the list because some wonderful environmentalist will say it's unjust and unfair that these homeless people live in a tent in the woods. They're hurting flora in the woods. I'm sure they'll come up with that crap next because, you know, we don't want to look at the results of our decisions. So, like they throw the homeless who are living in a sleeping bag underneath a bridge or on the sidewalk. You go into Philly, you see these homeless people sleeping on a grate, and then periodically they'll have the police come through and kick them all out because, God forbid, we don't want to see the result of Johnson's Great Society. We don't want to see the result of this whole takeover, this destruction of the old world order to bring in the new world order, and the new world order is going to be homeless people on steroids. You're going to find the number of homeless people in this nation grow exponentially because that is the goal, because the goal is control over you. And so the way to control you is to, I actually have a caller here, so let me add this caller. Hang on, caller. I'm going to take your comment in a second. Let me just finish making my point. All right?
Okay.
So the way to destroy the old world order to bring in the new world order is to destroy everything. And so we've got an economy that's collapsing. We have homelessness that is skyrocketing. We have the results of Betty Friedan's Burn the Bra, the women's movement, the National Organization for Women, which, of course, never supported women who believed in the family unit and wanted to stay home and have children and raise a family. That Betty Friedan's National Organization of Women was never for those women. It was only for the women who wanted to burn their bra and, you know, rebel against all of the structures that had been built up heretofore, because, of course, all of those women were the women who had it going on. They were the women who were right on. They were the women who knew what they were doing. The women who thought, hey, there's nothing wrong with having a family. There's nothing wrong with going to church. There's nothing wrong with baking chocolate chip cookies. Well, those women, they just didn't get it. So they only included some women in their national organization for women mantra. All of the women weren't included. And that in and of itself speaks volumes because, listen, if you're an organization for women, y'all, listen, hold on, caller. That music is the cue. I'm going to break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. And then, caller, hang in there, everybody. I'll be right back. This is the Unsolicited Opinion.
No matter what.
Free speech guaranteed. You're listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network. The Orion Talk Radio Network is here. The First Amendment of the Constitution grants us freedom of speech. That's the freedom to express our views and opinions without censorship. If you listen to mainstream radio at all, you'll notice that free speech is pretty hard to find these days, with just a handful of networks offering programs that dare to discuss topics and issues that have a profound impact on our daily lives. The mainstream media simply lies by omission and distortion of the facts. The Orion Talk Radio Network is committed to bringing you entertaining and thought-provoking programming that dares to tell the truth. And you can help us as we grow our network. If you think you have what it takes to host a show, you know of someone interested in hosting a show, or any other suggestions, comments, or questions, please drop us an email at OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. And thank you for listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jordan Hooker.
President Barack Obama says his low approval rating is a reflection of public unhappiness with Congress. Obama tells CBS in an interview broadcast today that he's impacted, just like Congress, when people aren't happy with Washington. He says he expects to be judged in November 2012 on whether things have improved. Recent public opinion polls have shown Obama's job approval rating at near 40%, the lowest of his presidency. GOP presidential candidate John Huntsman says the U.S. is a center-right country politically, and the public is crying out for a sensible middle ground, just what he says he offers. The former Utah governor tells ABC that his Republican rivals are on the political fringes. The families of two Americans imprisoned in Iran say the news that the men have been sentenced to eight-year terms has hit them hard. A statement today from a spokeswoman says this weekend has been the hardest yet for the families. This is IRN USA Radio News.
News reports say that the price of gas in the U.S. may go up to $4 or more a gallon by summer. That's pretty scary news for the family budget. But when you consider that many parents in third world countries don't even know what they're going to feed their children tomorrow, it takes on a different perspective. Now there's a way to help solve both problems. Get on your computer and go to usagoodness.com to get information on how you could start a home business to earn extra money in your spare time while providing food for starving children. You will feel great earning extra money to help the family budget, but you'll feel even better knowing that your work is actually saving lives. Some go to usagoodness.com to earn extra money. Others have made it a full-time income. You've always wanted to do something good with your life. Now, you could earn money for your family and provide meals for hungry children at the same time. If you need extra money or want to replace your job with your own home business, go to usagoodness.com or call toll-free 800-301-6177. That's 800-301-6177.
It's the Unsolicited Opinion with your host, Maggie. Sundays, noon Eastern, on the Orion Talk Radio Network.
This is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion. And the call-in number for the show this morning is 800. No, it isn't 800. I'm giving you the wrong number. That's the number for the show during the week. 888-320-6151. 888-320-6151. And my show is heard Monday through Friday on another network, Republic Broadcasting Network, at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm on for 2 hours during the week. And I have a caller on the line with me. Hey, caller, how you doing?
Hi, Maggie. How are you? This is your friend Diana, and I told you I'd call.
Oh, hey, hi, Di. How are you? Were you listening
I'm good.
Were you listening to me ramble on about Betty Friedan?
Maggie, I'm of that generation. I remember when if a woman wanted to get married after college and have children, you were made to feel embarrassed because
you were a leper.
Absolutely. Your friends were going to law school. They were going to med school. I remember those MBAs. They were all getting those MBAs.
Yes,
so
that was like the ticket,
that.
Right?
Absolutely. Yep. But what I want to do is I want to talk about something else that's been
sure,
really bothering
go right
me.
No.
Well,
go right
know as well as I do, and we've had conversations about how, we're all concerned about the direction of this country and where we are right now. But my biggest problem really are all the people that are so focused on Obama and the Democrats. I'm not saying Obama and the Democrats, what they're doing is right. But it's not just Obama and the Democrats, and it's not just George Soros.
No, not at all. It's the people I named in the beginning. I don't know, Di, if you were listening from the beginning of the show, but this is a Rothschild, Rockefeller, Warburg, Morgan, Mellon, Carnegie, Ford. This is an agenda created by those people. They are the ones who are behind this, and their cronies and their descendants.
And this is the way I feel, this is the way you feel, but I don't know how to get that word out there, because even though, you can get together with people and they say all the right things, when it comes down to it, there's so many that I really feel that if we can get Obama out of office, things are going to go back to where they used to be, and I don't know what that is. I mean, that's not going to happen.
No, it isn't going to happen in a million years, because just having a different figurehead in the office of president of the United States is it's meaningless. They're just a puppet. They're a figurehead for people to focus on. They aren't the people who control that office. And the people who control that office are the people we need to focus on. And that, I think, those people are the ones that we need to get people to see. We need to get their blinders off them, Di.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have said for a long time, unless we can get, in my opinion, we have so many people in there that are career politicians now, I think they're killing us, basically. There's got to be a way to demand term limits. And I'm not just talking about the Senate and the House. I'm talking about the presidency. Get them down to one. Now there's two terms. We don't need them for two terms. All they do is campaign during that first term for the second term. And then they really nail them. And even the Supreme Court. Does it say anywhere in the Constitution that they have to be in for life?
Well, you know, there's a caveat in there that says something that is long, and I'm going to paraphrase because I don't know it verbatim, but there's a caveat in there that says something as long as they're doing, I'm going to say the right thing, and that's because right is a, you know, who
right.
determines right
Relative.
Kind of thing. Yes, exactly. But, and I can't think of what it is, but there's actually a caveat in there that says that these judges need to be actually, you know, applying the Constitution as written. They need to be, I'll have to look it up on the next break, but you get my point. So we think that they're in there for life, but they're only in there for life as long as they're doing what they're supposed to be doing and not writing laws from the bench.
That. Yeah. And I highly doubt that there's so much money in the system right now. And I think, like, I suspect, like the senators and the House of Representatives and the White House, so much money is passed that I would think that would be with the Supreme Court as well.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you know, that's why, Diane, of course, it's so hard not to get sucked into all of the rhetoric and all of the as a lady that I had on my show who has a website called Living Outside the Dialectic, referring to Hegel's dialectic. It is so hard not to get sucked into all this crap so that you're mired in that crap and then you're not able to see beyond that. It's very difficult to get out of that. But that's what we have to do, and you're right. This isn't just George Soros, and it isn't just Obama. It is all of these people behind them who are, listen, to me, George Soros, they're only focusing on him because he could give a rat's rear end. You don't see
Absolutely.
Him focusing on the Rothschilds, do you? Do you ever see them ever focusing on the Rothschilds?
Never. Do you see them focusing on the British royal family, with the exception of we have to listen to that wedding about that wedding at Norsham?
Yeah. No,
and,
of course not.
And the British royal family, from what I understand, we're still paying them taxes. And I think that goes back to 1812. I'll have to check that out, but I certainly have heard it enough to where I believe it's probably true. I mean, I know that they own part of the Federal Reserve, ergo through the Rothschilds. And so they're being paid very nicely there, but I also think we're still paying them a tax.
You know what? I agree with you, Di. Listen, what was it I had seen? And I'm trying to remember where the Bank of England, were they the clearinghouse for like one quarter of the world's monetary supply?
Yeah. And I think, even the Queen even owns Citibank, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. If you look at, if people do some research and they start to see some of those schematic drawings of who's connected to who, you know, it's like they say an apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Well, it doesn't fall far from the tree. All these people are incestuous. You know, when you look at.
They are.
Exactly.
It's
like.
Amazing.
Well, isn't it? Oh, no, that's okay. When you think about, look at, like, how come we got George Bush Jr. when his father was president? I mean, why? Well, there's nobody else in this nation of 350 million people that qualified or could have run for office. I mean, you see the same retreads from administration to administration. The same people.
And
this one is just. Go ahead, Doug.
There's rumors that Jeb will be a vice president.
Oh, yeah, imagine you probably will.
What, three generations? That sounds like a monarchy to me.
Well, that's just it. I mean, you see, they're all interconnected, you know. And if it wasn't clear, like for people who believe that Obama's their hero and he's going to save the day and stuff. Well, look at who Obama surrounded himself with. I mean, those people are retreads from previous administrations, aren't they?
And not just that. I had just heard who did I hear this from? That actually his mother worked for the Ford Foundation. I mean, you talk about all these tie-ins that early in his career that he was with the Ford Foundation, that is, or his mother was with the Ford Foundation. So it is not an accident that this man, this little man, what did he call himself, the skinny guy with the funny name, just all of a sudden popped up out of the ground and he's president of the United States. No, doesn't work that way.
No. Well, isn't it, they always said, Di, it's not what you know, it's who you know in life?
It sure is. And they're not going to let this power that they've, you know, since what, 1913, or actually goes back probably to the assassination of Lincoln, all that power and that grip they got on the United States, they're not going to let that go.
Yeah. No, of course not. Of course
they
not.
They can't let that go.
No. And look at the amount of money that it costs to run a campaign.
No.
You can't get into any position, even a local position. You got to have a lot of money to run for a local position to be able to compete with.
McCain-Feingold just let the foxes into the hen house.
It was supposed
to cut down the money. It didn't. It's worse than it's ever been. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. All it did, it was silence people, because what is it with McCain-Feingold? It exempts the news media from making commentary 60 days prior to the election, but everybody else can't say anything, please.
Absolutely. Exactly. So I guess it comes down to how do we change this? What do we do to start making some real changes? I know I feel very positively about Ron Paul. I always have. But, Maggie, you know as well as I do. Do you hear his name mentioned in the news?
No.
Number two. And no one acknowledged that.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Hang on, Diane. We got to go to break. So hang on. Well, you can stay on when we come back from the break. Everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. We will be right back in a couple minutes, so don't go away.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Now you can listen to the Orion Talk Radio Network on your phone, anywhere, anytime, with our Listen by Phone feature. Just call 704-772-7627. 704-772-7627. Then enter the code 10016. That's 10016. All long distance and cell phone charges apply.
Powered by UpSnap.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. If you go there, there are links to all kinds of information. Most of the time, I'm focusing on United Nations Agenda 21, also known as Sustainable Development. There is a tab on my website that has all kinds of information related to UN Agenda 21 on it. So please go there, check it out. You can also hear my show Monday through Friday on Republic Broadcasting Network at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. I am on from 11 to 1. That is republicbroadcasting.org. And I know that this network, Orion, I believe they carry the second hour of my show during the week. So if you want to tune in, please do so. And I have Diane on the line with me. And, you know, I looked it up while we were on break, Di, what it says about the Supreme Court justices. And it says the Supreme and Inferior Courts shall hold their offices during good behavior, which implies that if they are not good behavior to me would be that they are not doing things that are unlawful, that they are following the Constitution. I would say that legislating and writing laws from the bench is not what they're supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be applying the law as it is written, which of course would be the Constitution. So to me, we are all under the impression that they're there for life, but that's only the caveat is during good behavior. So
Maggie, where's the oversight in this Congress? They give each other a slap on the wrist for things such as not paying taxes, for language, and even very bad behavior. I mean, we can go into a litany of that. And yet they're still in Congress.
I know.
So they're certainly not going to go after the Supreme Court.
No. So I have to say, honestly, I think... you know, I say this a lot, Diane, and I say if you want the candidate to have your back, you need to become that candidate. But the problem is we have a voting system that is rigged. I mean, there's corruption and there's fraud in the voting system. So I'm not sure you had asked, you know, what do we do to get more people to wake up to this? First off, we need to get them to wake up to the fact of who it is that's the hand behind the curtain, that it's Rothschild.
Absolutely.
And all these other people.
Absolutely. And also to understand that we no longer have a two-party system in this country. Thinking that the Democrats or the Republicans are going to save the day, that if you can just clear out the House and the Senate and you can put all Republicans in or all Democrats and the same thing with the White House, that things are going to get better. They're not going to get better. If you take a look at... go back to Ronald Reagan. Go back to George Herbert Walker Bush. What has changed? What's really changed?
Yeah,
I don't know. Other than we're in more wars, but we're in the same wars. We're in the same part of the world. We're still in the Middle East.
Yeah, exactly. We really are.
And I don't know anything changed.
Ten years later. 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
10 years later.
Yeah, with a nation that has all of this military weaponry that we have, you mean to tell me it's taken 10 years and then they pretend that I see, I don't believe that this Osama bin Laden, I don't believe he was killed. I doubt if he was even the one, but he wasn't, I don't think he was behind any of this crap anyway. I think these people were the ones creating the boogeyman.
Yeah. Well, also, wasn't he our partner when the Russians were in Afghanistan and we put him in power to get to cause problems for the Russians, sort of like we did with Saddam Hussein. He worked with our government.
Yeah, exactly.
When we needed him, and then all of a sudden they become the bad guys.
Well, you know, I can't think of the name of the movie, but the guy who played in Forrest Gump. He was in the movie about that one Charlie something, that one Texas.
Oh, I know the movie.
You know who I'm talking about, that Texas
guy? I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, and he was behind arming the Afghanis, but he so that they would be able to repel the Russians. But then he also wanted to make sure that we did more so that the Afghanis would have, a better life at that time. And
exactly.
Like schools and that stuff, so that we could nip it in the bud, even though I don't think he realized this, Congressman Charlie.
No.
I think he realized that. Charlie Wilson. It was Charlie Wilson's War was the name of that. I don't think he realized that it was a whole rigged con anyway. That
that's right.
You know what I mean? Because
I sure do.
Go ahead, Diane.
Well, also, no, that's okay. I when you look at Osama bin Laden, from what I understand, even Europe acknowledges other countries that he died how many years ago of kidney failure.
Well, that's just it, Di. I mean, I'm a registered nurse. Now, listen, if you're living in a cave and you're a renal dialysis patient, hemodialysis, it's not that easy to do hemodialysis in a cave. Please. Please.
Please.
You know, and if furthermore, I mean, you know, the dialysate solution and the different solutions and things that you would need to monitor the potassium level and sodium level and that stuff in the blood so that you're replacing electrolytes and making sure that you're maintaining this, homeostasis basis so that, the person doesn't die while you're dialyzing them. That's not going to happen in a cave up in the mountains of Afghanistan.
No, I don't think so.
No,
I have a feeling he was never in that cave.
Yeah, exactly. And the whole dialysate solution, I mean, if you really wanted to track how many manufacturers of dialysate solution are there, if you really wanted to know where he was, I don't think it would be too hard to track where the dialysate goes to and is sold. And please, I mean, it's just all nonsense.
Absolutely. So what do you think, what are our chances of getting a Ron Paul on the ticket? I mean, obviously, he's not going to be the Republicans' choice because, you know, they've changed this election process to the point it's almost unrecognizable. And I think it's also, for some people, it's the decision is made long before the convention. Do you remember back in the day, the conventions where they elected somebody from the floor? Remember that? They used to hold up the signs.
And I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Now, I don't know why they spend so much money on these conventions because they already know the candidate. So the odds are he's not going to be the Republican candidate. So what can we do? I mean, does he have to go in as an independent after that? Because I know he's not going to run for Congress again.
You know what, honestly, Diane, I don't know. I don't think my whole thought process, and I could be entirely off the mark, but I think it's critical that people understand who really is the rule maker in the whole world,
I agree.
The ones who control the money. I think they need to understand that this handful of people own the game, the money, our religious institutions, our corporations, they own our government, they own our educational system. Yeah, exactly. I think people need to know who their enemy is, and our enemies are those people, because those people have been the ones who have manipulated everything from the get-go, and that's what we need to focus on. I don't think, the game is so corrupted, I don't think we can stop that, so we need to focus our energies in a different direction.
No, you're right. And it's a certain amount of self-preservation, too, because we've got our environment. We, you and I spoke before of what DuPont just did to all the trees.
Yeah, the pine trees,
The pine trees. And look what's happening to raw milk and look what's happening to food. So our system down to our food is corrupt. And it has come down to what can we do for self-preservation.
Yeah, exactly.
What do
you know? You know what, here, and I've only got a couple more minutes, Di, before the show ends, but I wanted to mention, I don't know what to do because the whole our whole environment has been, they're destroying our food sources so that we can feed ourselves and so we can stay healthy. Sometimes I don't know, Di. My only goal is I think that people need to understand who the true enemy is behind everything. And then you need to know your enemy in order to defeat him. And until people get, like you said, past, the Democrats are the problem. If we bring in the Republicans, everything will be solved. Until they get past that whole dialectic, Hegel's dialectic that's been playing out in front of us for our entire life, then we can't solve the problem. You got to get people past that first. That's my thought.
I agree.
I could be entirely wrong. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
I agree. Well, with that, I need to hang up myself. So it's been great talking to you, and I'll call in again.
Okay. Thanks, Di. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Take care. Have a nice Sunday, huh?
You as well.
Bye. Well, everybody, my show, of course, on Sundays is only an hour long. So, it just, it is what it is. Fat Lady is going to be singing on this deal soon once I hear my cue music of going to the Wizard of Oz. Because, hey, you know what? I'm telling you, reality is a bite sometimes. So thinking of other things is always much nicer, isn't it? So everybody needs a diversion from reality now and then. You can't have your head focused on all of this stuff all the time. Otherwise, you'll make yourself crazy. That I do know, so... I get into a lot of science fiction. That's what I do. I zone out with science fiction. I never used to do that, but John loves science fiction, and so now I kind of watch it with him, and it's a good thing. Listen, everybody, keep your chin up. Better days are coming. Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be, so think of that, will you? Have a wonderful day. I'll be back tomorrow on Republic Broadcasting Network at 11 a.m. Eastern, republicbroadcasting.org. So listen in, kids. And, hey, the sun will come up tomorrow, so chin up, everybody. You dare to dream.